This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new tenants' rights law will limit security deposits for apartments to no more than 2 months' rent and cap income requirements for tenants. Another new law makes it harder to evict tenants who are on Social Security or disability. Governor Polis recently signed both bills, but says he's concerned the legislature is making too many changes to landlord and tenant law. He suggested he might veto future bills focused on those issues. Another new law could change how some local governments manage growth. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains how that could affect Front Range cities like Lakewood, Boulder, and Golden.
Golden is one of a few Colorado cities with explicit limits on how many homes can be built in a year. This year, the city of 20,000 people is set to allow 88 new residences under its growth cap. But that may change. The governor on Wednesday signed a law that bans these kinds of growth limits, with a goal of getting more housing built. It was a Democratic bill, but it picked up support from Republicans like Senator Rod Pelton.
I should be able to develop it if I want. I should be able to leave it open space if I want. It's my land.
Officials in Golden and Lakewood said that their city councils hadn't decided on next steps yet. The state law kicks in this August. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets retake the lead in their NBA Finals series with the Miami Heat. The final score in Game 3 last night was 109-94. That makes it 2-1 for the Nuggets in the series. Game 4 is tomorrow in Miami. The series returns to Denver Monday. Denver Public Schools set up 6 community hubs last fall where people can get help finding jobs or getting GED diplomas. Dozens of Latina mothers recently took the GED exam.
When I finish my math test, I cry because when I finish, I'm like, I don't think I passed this because it was really, really hard.
Well, it wasn't easy. The women faced obstacles, extreme poverty, working multiple jobs. One woman went into labor during an exam, and their story is later in this hour. And there's more Colorado news, as always, at CPR.org. This is CPR News.